Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Oh my gosh, we're back. We were gone. We were away for a little while because last weekend Tom was in Doha and it was Thanksgiving weekend, so we weren't here with a live show, but we're back with a live show for all of you listening on the radio on Saturday on News Radio 1099.997. Is that right? I can't ever remember.
97.
Oh, okay. No, you don't remember. I forgot now. See, I knew it before. This is old age setting in.
Yeah, it literally is right in front of your eyes.
I'm just watching myself age. And, you know, speaking of aging, I just love new technology. I love new tech. Oh, by the way, our phone number is 855-935-TALK. Should you care to ask us a real money question, we're here for that purpose. Use us. Take advantage of us. Anyway, I love new technology. My daughter is currently moving from Florida to New York City. Why anyone would pick to do that in December? Well, she's in a U-Haul van driving up I-95. And I am watching her online.
Wow.
I am literally, I can even see which, the quality is so good on this Apple Maps tracking thing that I can see which lane on I-95 she's driving in.
That's weird.
I know. When she was approaching Petersburg, Virginia, I called her up and I said, "Hello, this is your tour guide. On your right, just past the next exit, you'll see the Petersburg battlefield that was the last major battle in the Civil War." She goes, "Oh my God, you're a tour guide now too." I said, "Yeah."
Wow, that is technology.
So I can track her and give her a tour on her way up north. So Fredericksburg is next. So I may have to do some narration around Fredericksburg. I don't know.
I think that's a good idea. But how about investing in
there you go.
It's, new stuff, cool stuff.
That's the
problem.
Being
out there.
The money industry, they invent new things all the time. Why do they invent new things all the time, Tom?
Well, I think to make money for them sometimes.
I got to tell you, I want to commend you on responding a lot faster than you have the past few episodes. Much more impressed.
I was a little slow right before I left.
Man, you were slow.
Yeah.
So that was a quick one. So, yeah, let's talk about a few of these things that are relatively new. Now, when it comes to investing, things change very slowly, at least in terms of stuff that lasts. Stocks were invented about 400 or 500 years ago. Publicly traded stocks. They've lasted. They're a proven concept. About 100 years ago, the mutual fund was invented. It's lasted.
A basket of other securities you can hold. So you have one security that holds a lot.
This is something that makes total sense. The ETF. Mm-hmm. Now, we were skeptical of the ETF because it was a new thing.
Were. Yep.
And we wanted it to be proven before we suggested it to you because we're very conservative about making suggestions. But since then, ETFs were great.
Exchange-traded funds.
Yeah, but since then, we've had a plethora of new gimmicks coming our way.
Yeah. How's that going?
Well, let's see. We've got SPACs.
Yeah. Special, you want some SPAC numbers?
Special purpose acquisition companies. These were supposed to be all the rage. How have they done, Mr. Gump?
Well, the average one-year return for SPAC holders who rolled their money into post-SPAC companies, negative 11. But hey, good news if you're a sponsor, because they get 25% of the shares for a nominal price as well as warrants. Their one-year return, up 113%.
Wait.
This does not include, by the way, all the ones that went out of business and tried and got liquidated.
So what you're saying is that the people behind these new inventions made a lot of money, but the people who invested in this particular invention pretty much across the board didn't do well.
And even the article in the Wall Street Journal talking about this a couple of days ago says, I love the line, SPACs could be reformed.
Yeah, or maybe just done away with altogether. Huh, there's an idea. Maybe we just go back to the old way of raising money. There are more, though. We're not done with the new stuff yet that hasn't done well. We'll be back.
Tom and Don are talking real money. Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
The new stuff may not be as good as it should. Old, tried, true ways of investing are, well, we believe, the only options that make sense. We don't think the new stuff makes sense, like special SPACs, whatever.
Purchase
acquisition companies. By the way, it's 97.7 FM, News Radio 1097.7 FM.
AM 1000.
AM 1097.7 on the FM dial.
I'm going to tattoo that.
On Monday or Tuesday, it's a podcast, so whatever. It works out. By the way, now, what's the other one? There's another really big, one of the biggest new things in the past 10 years or so. What is that? What's the biggest new investment?
Oh, come on,
craze?
That's easy.
Yeah?
That's easy.
What is it?
That's
Smarty
crypto,
pants.
Baby. The yeah. big money,
yeah,
the easy money.
He has that right. It's crypto. And now, we had a call a few podcasts back from a listener who said, thank you for telling me to get out of my crypto and my Bitcoin in the $60,000 range. Thank you. And I said, yeah. Not that we knew anything.
No.
We didn't. We just know. You see, I know you guys think you're smarter than us old people, but trust me. You may be more intelligent, but you're not wiser.
We've
been around. Now, very few people have been around more than Paul Krugman.
He has been around the track a few times.
He's a Nobel Prize winning economist who writes for the New York Times.
Yeah.
And he said, I never got Bitcoin. I still don't get Bitcoin. I don't care how many times people tell me that Bitcoin is just this wonderful idea. He said, really, the rationale for Bitcoin is that nobody trusts banks. What? Really? I trust my bank. What was the last time
I
a bank
them at
stole?
Some they're okay for stealing.
Yeah.
I don't trust them to treat me necessarily.
No,
well.
But you know they're not going to take your money.
No.
That would be bad for business.
That would be bad.
I mean, they're in the banking trust business, but it was because a bunch of people got together and said, well, we need a currency that the government can't inflate away or steal. Well, turns out, The solution was worse than the problem, because now there are 5,000 cryptocurrencies.
They're joke currencies.
And you've got all these people who are scammers in these exchanges, like
drug company or drug felon company. Yeah, it's crazy.
FTX, all these companies are going down.
Mm-hmm.
But the argument for crypto really still comes down to, but that darn blockchain, it's so creative. And that people
the technology is so good.
Yeah, people have said, well, the U.S. dollar may be on blockchain. Well, I have to tell you that a lot of very big entities, including one country named El Salvador, a lot of big companies, the Australian Stock Exchange announced 5 years ago that it was going to use blockchain to clear and settle trades. Okay. Thought it was really cool new technology. 2 weeks ago, they canceled the plan and took a $168 million write-off because guess what? Blockchain solved no problems for them. It was not the solution.
That's something. That's
Maersk.
Something.
Maersk, the giant ship company.
Sure.
Giant.
You see it all the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They are stopping their efforts to use blockchain to manage ships and supply chains.
Wow.
They backed away. They said it doesn't work.
That tells you everything you need to know.
Oh, no. There's more.
Oh, pardon me.
Amazon Web Services said that Amazon chose not to implement a blockchain of its own because the reason is this guy, Tim Bray, who used to work for Amazon, said that he couldn't get a straight answer to this question.
Which is?
What useful thing does it do?
Well, it eludes the government. It eludes banks. It's transparent, Don. You can see every transaction on there.
And apparently, until you rob them.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to take this and I'm going to give it to these other people and they're going to trade it and make a lot of money on your money. And then maybe I'll give you your money back if I have any money left.
Yeah. And this is the bottom line of this story and this whole business of new stuff like this. The story really turns out to be a tragedy. I mean, small investors have lost young small investors. It's mostly young small investors.
Just ran into somebody the other day that told us they had lost $56,000 in crypto and they didn't have it.
But Krugman goes on to say that it's the cost to society. Bitcoin mining alone sucks down more energy than some countries do. To what end?
That's crazy.
What useful purpose?
Well, that part is troubling at many levels.
This whole thing, the crypto thing, in my opinion, has to completely and utterly collapse. I think there's no hope for it whatsoever. I used to say that maybe. I'm not going to say maybe anymore. I'm going to say this is a concept that 10 years from now, we're going to look back at and go, what were we thinking?
And we're going to add one more new thing that's not looking too good here in a couple of minutes.
Oh, and this one is very internet oriented. This one's going to be fun. You want to stick around for it. 855-935-TALK is our telephone number. And Stephen, you are up. Welcome to our program.
Hi, Stephen.
Stephen.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys today?
Good, thanks.
Good.
What's up?
Good. Yeah, like so many others, I have the good fortune of making a decision to take a lump sum pension at the company that I'm working at, or I guess deciding to work longer. But I'm at the age where making some lifestyle changes, and just wanted to know if an individual like myself was going to take a lump sum payment of about $500,000, where you would advise to put that money?
Well, we just gave you two that we wouldn't advise you.
Right.
Crypto or SPACs.
Before we talk about more specifics, you said you're thinking about some lifestyle changes. What do you mean?
I've decided to leave the company that I've been working at for 20 years and move to the southwestern part of the country from the Midwest.
Are you retiring? I guess what I meant more is, are you retiring or are you going to continue to work?
I'm still on the fence. I'm going to retire temporarily. I don't know if that really answers your question, but I'm not sure.
No, I mean, again, this gets back.
I'm not sure if I'm going to complete
57 is young. Yeah. Okay. But on the financial side, not the, because we do know a lot of people that quit too early and it's a regret. But on the financial side, have you sat down with an advisor or a fiduciary and said, I'm 57. I'm going to get $500,000. Will that take care of me and my family with the other assets I have for the next 30 years? Do you have a plan? Or is this something that you're still sort of putting together, winging it a little bit?
I've talked to probably 4 custodians.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm able to retire if I want to.
Okay, great. All right. Well, hang on for just a minute. We're going to continue this after this break. It's a very short one. 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
All right. We are here to talk with you about money, to help you understand it, to put things in better perspective. But remember, we don't predict the future. We can't predict the future. Nobody can. Anybody who says they can is a liar.
Well, we can predict it. We can't predict it accurately.
We just can't predict it accurately. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to be guessing like the rest of you. 855-935-TALK is our number. We're talking with Stephen. Stephen is getting ready to make a big life-changing decision. Yeah. Leaving his current job of 20 years, moving to a new part of the country, starting a new life there. He's been told by some that he has enough money to live the rest of his life on what he has. And the question is how to invest that lump sum from the pension.
And so if you have $500,000, it's got to go a long time if you're 57. That's something to consider. So you're going to need some exposure to things that will grow, like stocks. You're going to need some base here, some ballast, if you will, like bonds, because you need some stability, especially if you're going to start drawing on that. The question to you would be, is this something you want to, you said you talked to four custodians. That makes me a little nervous, like who are the custodians? But is this something you want to do on your own? Or is this something you're going to hire someone to do for you?
I was planning to do that on my own.
Okay. Boy, we have a really long phone lag, don't we?
Yes. Well, he said he's calling from the Midwest.
Yeah.
So, okay. So here's my answer then. You can either, we give portfolios on our website, talkingrealmoney.com.
Yep.
Three funds at three at Schwab, at Vanguard and Fidelity. Very easy to
and
use.
Tips. Or I mean, ETFs
as well. And if you want to spend more time on it, our friend Paul Merriman's got a 10-fund portfolio. You got to spend more time doing that. You could be custodian at any of those places. You're using index funds. You're widely diversified. You have the right stock-to-bond ratio, and you're keeping your costs very, very low.
But even if you do it yourself, you should never, ever, ever consider going into this big life-changing direction without at least a plan. And the one thing I would pay for is a plan. I would pay for a financial plan. They run about $1,500, but that is a detailed plan. If you're paying $1,500, you should be getting a really detailed plan, and you should make sure you're getting that from a firm that does not ever take commissions.
Ever.
Period.
You know, 100% fiduciary.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You need to ask that question and then get the plan. But you really could use a plan, because that plan is going to tell you at what rate you should be able to withdraw and how you get where you need to be over that entire period. It's going to be a roadmap for the rest of your financial life.
And Stephen, we wish you well. And this is one of the things, by the way, you often call us and say, I have this money now. What do I do with it?
Oh, it's the number one question by far.
It always is. And the answer that you gave nicely on the podcast yesterday is, it depends, because the plan is central, right? You got to have that plan first. Then you can get into how the money's invested, how, you know, all the aspects of the details. But until you know that,
but
you can't really invest.
You can see why people think that, can't you?
Because, absolutely. Because the industry, that's what they sell.
The industry is all about the answer, the final answer.
Oh, yeah.
It's never, ever about the process, because the process at these commissioned firms, the process gets in the way of the sale.
Exactly. They don't want nothing messing with it.
Yeah,
no, absolutely.
A full-fledged financial plan would takes an advisor hours. It takes a lot of resources that cost a lot of money, computer resources. And the return on that is not that good.
No, it's nothing compared to them selling you a nice annuity
or a loaded
mutual fund. The real money is made there.
And that's where the real money is. So you're going to find that most advisors, financial advisors, which means nothing, by the way, no legal meaning whatsoever, that most of them are going to want to sell you something, not participate in the process of planning.
And if you're thinking about retirement, guess what's coming up February 25th? Retire Meet. You can get tickets right now. Early bird special. And some websites already up. RetireMeet.com.
February?
You like that? February 25th.
We're doing
it
again?
When the snow finally melts.
Tom and Don are talking real money. Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Hello again and welcome to the Talking Real Money radio program / future podcast. I am Don McDonald, along with the disappointed soccer fan Thomas Seacock in his U.S. jersey.
Yeah, tough day for followers of the U.S. men's national team. You know, we got the women next summer. They'll do well.
I have an important question for you.
Yes.
How can you retire in 7 years starting with just $100?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but apparently a guy named Meet Kevin does.
No, his name is Kevin. It's called Meet Kevin.
Ah, I see. He's on YouTube.
Yeah.
1.84 million YouTube followers.
And he's
an influencer.
He's young. He's a
good looking
30-something. My daughter likes his podcasts or his videos. Yep. I find the whole thing to be a bit of a,
What's the word you're going to use, Don?
Disingenuous again.
Oh.
Yes, okay. Because he said he went from $1,800 to a millionaire, but he did it passive investing, passive income, real estate, you know, the whole millennial game.
He told an interviewer, I just saw this, that he made $22 million in 2021 from financial influencer activities. That's a lot of money.
I know the secret. I don't even have to watch his podcast now. What you do is you put up a video cast, and then you get a lot of people to pay you to tout their products, even if they're garbage. Because remember, he got in trouble for touting FTX for a fee.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, Kevin.
Which didn't turn out well.
I get the feeling that Kevin is one of these anything for a buck kind of guys.
Well, this is another one of the new things we were talking about. We talked about crypto. We talked about SPACs. The influencers in finances. Now, in our, you know, Warren Buffett, but he didn't have. He wasn't,
yeah, who
you know,
were the influencers? Let's talk about some of the older school influencers. They were John Templeton, Sir John Templeton. Guys like
Louis Rukeyser.
Who was the guy who ran Magellan? Peter Lynch.
Peter Lynch, he's still around.
Jack Bogle.
They didn't have online videos that people were watching. They didn't tell people they could retire in 7 years. When you're only starting with $100.
Oh, wait, I got another way to do it. Yeah. Retire in 7 years. You start with $100, and then over the next 6 years and 11 months, you add $999,900.
So you have a million.
Yeah, and then you could do it.
Okay, but it gets worse, okay? Right. We can laugh about all this, but now, for those of you who don't want to just play along from home, you can actually use them in your investment accounts, because there's the Meet Kevin Pricing Power Exchange Traded Fund.
Now, the pricing power apparently is
the pricing power he can charge, because at 0.77, that's like 10 times more than we'd recommend in an exchange traded fund. He's going to own companies, I'm quoting now, a track record of disrupting mature industries.
Wait. Isn't that sounds Kathy very Wood familiar.
Doing that already?
Yeah, with ARKK, with the ARK Innovation. Yeah. And guess what she charges? 0.75.
Oh, okay. So he's a little more expensive.
Yeah,
and she's, of course, holding to her predictions that Bitcoin will be $1 million by 2030, and that the U.S. will enter a deep recession, and that her fund, I hadn't heard this one, her fund will return 50% a year.
Oh, my gosh. I'd like to make a bet with her on almost any of those claims. I would love to make a big money bet with her on any of those claims. But here's the thing.
Kevin.
Her fund has $7.8 billion in it, and that's even after people losing more than half their money.
And people are still adding money, it says in this article.
Yeah. Ask Kevin, we really don't have to take it very seriously yet.
Yet, because
it only has 1.6 million in it. 1.6 million, not billion, million.
So you can't buy very much in stock with 1.6 million.
No.
Not a whole lot.
No.
No. So.
But this is another example of you know, and kids. Yeah, your kids to me, I'm old.
You crazy kids.
Kids, you crazy kids are going to, they're going to pour their money into this thing and to their detriment, and whose benefit again? Meet Kevin, the man with the positives.
Tom and Don are talking real money. Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Because real money is what it's about, it being life. You got to have it to live it. It's really hard to live a comfortable existence in this world without some money, and we want to help you get it, understand it, deal with it, solve problems related to it, avoid getting ripped off over it, and whatever else we can think of. Our phone number is 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255, and my daughter is calling from the road. I have,
like my house. You know, I do this little radio show on Saturdays.
I know, and I've
called for these 2 hours.
She calls. Yeah, right, she calls, and yeah. Then afterwards I go, I was on the radio. She goes, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
Only been doing it for like years. Yeah, we've been doing this show for a decade almost now.
Yeah. Yeah.
855-935 talk is our phone number. By the way, that number works 24/7. You can call us anytime
on
that.
Stays up late nights to take your calls.
And so you can record them. Unlike what
does she need to know more about Fredericksburg?
I don't. Well, she wasn't there. She was getting gas last time I looked.
Oh,
so
okay.
I didn't figure I was going to have to do the Fredericksburg tour yet, but we are going to take this question that came in at 855-935-TALK.
Hi, Don. My name's Sean. I have a couple old stock certificates. One is from 1933. It's for Warner Brothers Motion Picture Company. It's only one share. It was made out to my grandmother. How can I find out if it's worth anything and get it cashed if it is? The other one is for Parker and Presley Petroleum Company. Sounds like a made-up company, but it's a real company. It was acquired either by Mesa or Pioneer Oil and Gas. It's from 1980. So these 16 shares, certificate was made out to my mother and father. I'm having difficulty trying to find out if these are worth anything and how I can negotiate them.
Well,
wow. Warner Brothers stock from 1933. Is that what he said?
That's what he said. And a petroleum
company.
Warner
Brothers is publicly traded.
Well, it's Warner Discovery now. Warner Brothers
Warner Discovery. It got rolled up, but I think that share is
rolled up. Rolled up. Do you know since 1933?
Rolled up, rolled under, rolled.
They became part of Time. Time and Warner merged.
That's right. Good point.
Then there were some others, and then they merged with AT&T. Then they were spun back out of AT&T to merge with Discovery.
You're owed some dividends on those shares probably along the way.
No kidding.
So that probably is worth a lot of money, actually, one share.
Again, and the question, though, really is, I've seen online for sale certificates like this, and they've been voided.
There's a big stamp on them.
Yeah, they've been voided. Mm-hmm. If this is an active share that has been owned since 1933, back in the day, and it's been a long time since I've had this question used to come up a lot on my old show. But what I would advise people to do then, I don't know if the brokerage firms still do this or not, but they used to. If you deposit those shares into your brokerage account, they have to figure out who owns what.
Yeah, and I believe that's old school, though, because I think at Schwab they used to do the same thing. You could take it down
to the
brokerage and say, put this in account XXX. Of course, I don't even know if we can go to Schwab branch.
Well, there are branches. No, there are still branches.
But I don't know that you can just drop in after COVID. Things are different there. Anyway, and there's different – because we have a relationship with Schwab. We can't, for example, I don't think, get a check for you at Schwab the way we did in the old days. Nor do I think we can walk in a deposit. That is all done electronically.
What do you do with old stock certificates?
I think you're going to need to call one of those major custodians and tell them the situation and ask, see what they'll do. But I bet those shares are worth something, or that share. I have no idea on the oil and gas thing. But
it looks like it was actually a legitimate player, and it was merged into other companies. Yeah. So let's see. Yeah, I'm just double-checking and with some of the broker terms. And one of the things you're going to have to do – wow, this is it's a little involved. But what you have to do is you have to prove that they're yours first.
Yeah, you got to show the somebody held it. Yeah, right.
That you are the rightful heir to these.
Correct.
And that has to be done in the presence of a notary. Then you take it, or you can do. Apparently, brokerage firms do still do this. You can deposit them with your broker, and your broker will determine the pricing, and then you can sell them accordingly.
Wow, I would take care, especially 1933. You're coming up on 100 years here, pretty soon, so you might want to get that in there.
It's cannot imagine that.
By the way, if you want to make a straight trade, I have a share of a bank. I don't know how they're doing these. Washington Mutual. I can make.
Oh,
a straight.
You want to just
I
trade
the
that?
Actual? I have a certificate.
You're such a nice guy.
I just hand that right over, and you can give me the Warner Brothers thing because it's the banking versus entertainment. You know, you're going to make a lot more money.
But the first step is you have to have those transferred to you.
Yeah. No, that is correct. And then you're going to need to call around and find somebody who will let you bring that in and help you.
Well, you make an appointment, I'm sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
All right.
Fascinating question.
Thank you for that call. That
great question.
855-935-TALK is our phone number. And Joe, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
You got any old stock certificates for us, Joe?
Good afternoon.
Hey, Joe.
I appreciate the show. Hi. And whenever I get a chance, I'll listen to you guys.
Well, what can we do for you
today?
I have
a question. Yes, sir. I have a question. I'm about to retire, and I have some pension coming, along with Social Security. But you know how it is with pension is I work for a state. So when I get pension, I can either take 100% or I can get 60-70% and add my wife. So my real question is, so the difference between 100% and 60% is about $1,000 a month. My question is, if I get 20-year term life insurance, that would be about $400 a month. Does that make sense if I just take 100% and get the term life insurance instead of share it with my wife?
Yeah, I'm always tempted to say, how much do you love her? But that seems a tad
insensitive. But financially, this seems to make sense, though, Tom.
It does.
You get a 20-year policy.
Life insurance you could substitute in for the difference between what you would get if you had a single life payout versus a survivor benefit. Sure, that would work. I mean, but the question then is, can you get a level term policy? I mean, the details are going to be important.
You've got to make sure you get a policy where the premiums never increase over that entire 20-year term. But if you can get that for $400 a month versus reducing by $1,000 a month, that's the math is very obvious. You do it. Thank you so much for the call, Joe. Thanks for listening. Our number
again. I was
kidding
about the lover thing. I'm going to take care of my wife and her boyfriend after I'm gone.
I knew that you were one of the few who would actually do that. I can't believe you would. You're a good person. 855-935-TALK is our number. Don't go away.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
It turns out that the end of the year and the beginning of the new year can be a great time to get your financial house in order. In fact, I've been working on my little spreadsheet right now about my net worth, what I got, what I owe. So get on it. Take care of it. Figure out how much you're paying others. Build the right portfolio. Get help from a 100% fiduciary. That's our job. Absolutely free. Absolutely. We give you the information and you're going to love it and you're not going to pay for it
free.
And you're not going to get any sales obligation. Go to TalkingRealMoney.com. Ask an advisor. TalkingRealMoney.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time. So please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?